Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Civil services play a predominant role in implementing government's plans and policies at grassroots level, says Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. Major political parties making the last push for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal, campaigning to end this evening. India and Germany to hold bilateral talks to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership. US-Iran ceasefire to expire tomorrow, talks in doubt amid Strait of Hormuz tensions. Indian shooters begin their campaign at ISSF Junior World Cup in Cairo. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad should take on Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad this evening. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said plans can be made in capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhai Patel the father of all India services, the Vice President said Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity. He said the steps of Sardar Patel have enabled the country's journey from colonial India to Vikasit Bharat.
This is the only service where you migrate from your home state to other state and you live whole life sometimes there. All of your service, many of the civil service, IAS, IPSs are serving that state only. This is where the integration of the country is getting strengthened and you are the greatest ambassadors in that. The step of Sardar Patelji has enabled Bharat in a journey from colonial India to march towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Mentioning several initiatives of the government, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, be it infrastructure, health or education, India now holds a place of pride on the global stage. In his address, Union Minister of State for Personnel and Public Grievances, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, there has been a paradigm shift in governance.
It's been a long journey, ladies and gentlemen, but over the last 12 years, ever since Prime Minister Modi took over, there has been a paradigm shift. A shift from individual delivery to institutionalized delivery. A shift from rule to role. A shift from administration-centric governance to citizen-centric governance. You will all recall, soon after he took over as Prime Minister, Modi ji has given us the mantra of maximum governance, minimum government.
President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said, the commitment of civil servants continues to strengthen responsive governance and reinforce public institutions. She noted that from the formulation of innovative, future-oriented and citizen-centric policies to their effective implementation on the ground, civil servants' work significantly impacts the quality of life of millions. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is an occasion to further strengthen the resolve to work towards good governance and nation building. He emphasized that from the grassroots to policy making, the efforts of civil servants touch countless lives and contribute to India's progress. Mr. Modi further wished the civil servants to continue to serve with excellence, compassion and innovation while upholding the highest standards of duty. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today paid homage to one of India's greatest spiritual luminaries, Adi Shankaracharya, on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President said, Adi Shankaracharya revitalized the timeless wisdom of Sanatan Dharma. He said Adi Shankaracharya's teachings inspire people to pursue knowledge, uphold truth and foster compassion in their lives. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said Adi Shankaracharya's profound teachings, thoughts and philosophy of Advaita Vedanta continue to guide innumerable people globally. Virtually addressing the Global Oneness Festival this afternoon, Ms. Sitharaman said, in his short life of 32 years, Shankara established 4 mutts in the northern, eastern, southern and western region of the country and institutions like the Dashanami Sampradaya. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April, with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public rally in the Sukhna Sports Ground in Siliguri. Addressing the rally, Mr. Shah asserted that only the BJP can resolve the long-standing Gorkha issue. Calling for a change in the state, he said this election is a fight for the safety of mothers and sisters. He made it clear that if the BJP comes to power, rapists in West Bengal will be sent to jail. He accused the Congress, Trinamool Congress and the Communists of doing wrong with Subhash Ghi Singh.
I promise you today that as soon as BJP forms the government, we will resolve the Gorkha issue in 6 months, which has been going on for decades.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also address multiple rallies in North Bengal. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to address public rallies in Holdia of Purbo Mednipur, Barakpur and Jogatdol of North 24 Parganas district and Jorashanko of Kolkata in support of her party candidates. Political leaders of other parties are also expected to join public meetings today. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister Piyush Goyal claimed that a massive wave in favour of the NDA is evident and clear. The General Secretary of AIADMK, Edappadi Palanisamy, blamed the DMK for a dynastic rule. Campaigning at Salem today with NDA partners, he said the state is infested with law and order issues and it needs an efficient government. TVK founder, actor and politician Vijay is campaigning in Chennai. More from our correspondent.
The campaigning, which began on the 10th of this month, will end today evening. The campaigning has been consistent from all the parties garnering votes for their alliance. The Tamilnadu Vetri Kalagam, led by actor-politician Vijay, and NTK-led Seeman are contesting independently in this election. The All India Purachi Talaivar Makkal Munnetra Kalagam, led by VK Sasikala and PMK founder Dr. Ramdas, have formed an alliance to face the election. A total of 4,023 candidates are in the fray and everyone is trying to reach the last voter possible for canvassing. Joy, Akashwani. Reporting from Chennai.
In view of the first phase of voting in West Bengal, a trial run of webcasting arrangements functioning at all polling booths is starting today. This process will be conducted from the office of the Chief Electoral Officer of the state. Officials from the Central Forces, Kolkata Police, State Police and representatives of the Election Commission will work together to ensure glitch-free streaming from the booths on polling day. The initiative is aimed at strengthening booth-level surveillance and ensuring a transparent voting process. The Election Commission will directly monitor every stage of this trial run from Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has begun his three-day official visit to Germany. The Defence Ministry, in a social media post, said that during the visit, Mr. Singh will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart, Boris Pistorius, and other senior leaders to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership between the two countries. A defence industrial cooperation roadmap and implementing arrangement for cooperation in US peacekeeping operations training are likely to be signed in the presence of both defence ministers. The government has debunked a fake approval letter claiming to grant a loan of 7 lakh rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana on payment of 860 rupees as agreement charges. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has termed the letter as fake. PIB clarified that the Micro Units Development and Refinance Agency, Mudra, does not lend directly to micro-entrepreneurs or individuals. Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education today declared the Class 10th Annual Regular Examination results for the March-April 2026 session of Jammu Division with 88% pass percentage. The overall pass percentage has been recorded at 88.85%. The results highlight a better performance by girls, who achieved a pass percentage of 90.42%, while boys recorded 87.51%, continuing the trend of female candidates leading in academic outcomes. The fragile two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire is set to expire tomorrow evening, clouding prospects for fresh negotiations and the future of the Strait of Hormuz after U.S. President Donald Trump depicted extension of the truce as highly unlikely. Trump said he expects strikes to resume immediately afterwards if no deal is reached. The remarks came as Washington reportedly sought to keep diplomatic channels open. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who led the first round of face-to-face talks, is expected to depart for Islamabad today for talks, cited U.S. sources. The production-linked incentive PLI scheme for the food processing industry has emerged as a key driver of growth in India's food processing sector. By linking incentives to increased sales, it has encouraged investment, expanded production capacity, and strengthened the global presence of Indian food products. Its emphasis on value addition, MSME participation, and millet-based products has contributed to inclusive growth. India's junior shooters will begin their campaign at the ISSF Junior World Cup Rifle, Pistol and Shotgun in Cairo, Egypt today. India has fielded the largest contingent with a 71-member team. The two medals will be decided today in the 10-meter air rifle women and 10-meter air pistol men events. Competitions will also feature the 25-meter pistol precision stage and skeet events for both men and women today. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs in a league stage match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Put in to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 199 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs, riding on Tilak Verma's maiden unbeaten century in just 45 balls. World Creativity and Innovation Day is being observed today globally. The United Nations designated this day to raise awareness of the role of creativity and innovation in all aspects of human development. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, following the 2005 convention, helps countries strengthen their creative industries and promote artistic freedom. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, East Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 2 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Akhil Srivastav said eastern parts of the country, including energetic West Bengal and Bihar, will also witness heatwaves. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading almost 1% higher in afternoon trade today. The Sensex rose 727 points to 79,248, while the Nifty added 187 points to 25,552 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, realty, banking and hospital stocks lifted the market. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Civil services play a predominant role in implementing government's plans and policies at grassroots level, says Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. Major political parties making the last push for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal, campaigning to end this evening. India and Germany to hold bilateral talks to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership. U.S.-Iran ceasefire to expire tomorrow, talks in doubt amid Strait of Hormuz tensions. Indian shooters begin their campaign at ISSF Junior World Cup in Cairo. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. With that, we end the midday news.